I think that worked.
This is the news. According to me.
I try to do it a unique way every time. And
I've noticed that.
I'm running out of ideas.
I don't believe that for a second.
There's a never-ending stream.
Yeah, soon you'll have it to a certain little jingle that I won't be able to get out of my head.
That's not, yeah. I'll have to work on that one. That's not a bad idea, actually. So, here we are. It's Monday, January 11th, 2021. Oh, what a year it is.
Boy, it's shaping up to be a one to remember.
Getting interesting already. This is
kind of scary.
Yeah. We thought 2020 was interesting.
Yeah.
I think from here on out, it's just going to be interesting every day.
A year ago from, pretty quick here, it was, we were all being entertained by Nancy pre-ripping the State of the Union speech.
That's right. That's right. That's about
trying to find her dentures during the process.
Right. Yeah. And then the whole impeachment, she was going through impeachment.
Yeah. She had that on her mind. That's important.
They haven't given up on that. Here we go again, 2.0 now.
Well, it's they still got time.
This is the third time officially this is the third time they've introduced articles of impeachment. The first time, there were like 30 times. That one guy,
what was the first time for? I forget what it was.
He's a racist.
Oh, yeah, probably.
He's an orange man bad.
Yeah, and the second time it was for a phone call accusing him of the same thing they had on Joe Biden on tape for.
Yeah, he actually did.
But they just kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, that's all been debunked.
Well, yeah, of course. And they didn't get any money either.
No.
Hunter's not been in the news much lately either.
No, that's been, because there's been an attack. There's been an attack, a violent attack on the Capitol.
Is he on Epstein's Island?
Yeah, probably.
He's the new owner.
He's probably flying around on Air Force Two or something. I hear he's up for a nomination for the Supreme Court.
Well, yeah, him and Barack.
Because they're going to have about 300,000 people on the Supreme Court now.
Maybe you and I could get it.
Put in there. I'm going to re-register as a Democrat, see what happens. See how far I can go with this whole administration.
Yeah.
Be like an undercover sleuth.
Nowadays, you can have more than one resignation. Resignation.
That's true.
Blah, blah. I can't talk.
That's, is that what the D stands for in LGBTQ?
Yeah, that's right.
is it TQ? Probably TQD. He can be a Democrat as well.
That's right. I identify as a Democrat.
It's now a sexual orientation.
Yeah. One of the 1,002. Well, we can always say I identify as one.
I identify as a Democrat.
There you go.
I don't even like that. I can't do that.
It kind of makes me...
I almost want to throw up.
I was just going to say, I think I did throw up a little bit right there.
How'd that taste? I bet that's the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
It's just the preview of the next 2 years.
Yeah, oh my gosh. It'll be full-on projectile vomit.
Hey, but at least, at least I'll be losing weight.
It's the Democrats are in control diet plan.
There you go. Wow, there is a silver lining to this.
You can binge all you want because it's just going to be, binge and purge, binge and purge. That sounds like a song.
Yeah.
I better write a song about that. binge and purge.
I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
Okay, it's on. I got to write that down. I got to figure that one out. I already got the tune in my head. So here we are, folks. It's, we have to laugh because otherwise
we're going
to
go insane.
Cry. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, we have to get it all in now before we're before we're kicked off the airways.
We'll be in the gulag, smashing rocks, and it's that won't be funny at all.
That's right.
Rick and I'll be up there smashing on a rock someplace. Remember that dime we had that show? We used to laugh all the time. Can you hit me in the head with that hammer? Yeah. Just be done with it. Yeah, that's the thing where it gets, instead of having mutual destruction, it'll be, I can't hit you in the head with a hammer because then there's nobody left to hit me in the head with a hammer.
That's right.
We'll be arguing over who gets to go first.
I didn't think that through.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So that's the show for the day.
Yeah.
We're all done. Boy, all the stuff that happened over the weekend.
What were we talking about?
When? But before the...
Well, yeah, before the diet plan.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the... I don't know.
Oh, yeah, being Democrats.
Oh, yeah, identifying as a Democrat.
And getting a spot on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well,
Hunter Biden, all that stuff that's going on. We're asking where Hunter Biden was. That's what we were doing.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of disappeared now, which is... you know, there was supposed to be a special counsel.
You know,
put
but I got to go back to this a second, because if we did get a spot on the Supreme Court, it'd give me a good chance to give old John a good slap.
Yeah, I would probably try to hang out with him as much as I could and wait for that moment when we're alone together, fishing on a boat. Hey, is that anchor rope around your? Oh, where'd you go?
That's one guy that's really disappointed me a lot. But
yeah.
What are you going to do?
He's a major disappointment. I mean, it just gets, and it gets worse.
Yeah.
He's disappointed in the past. The whole, the whole Obamacare thing, that was a disappointment. And now it's like, it's just gotten ridiculous.
Obama. Yeah. That was, I don't even know where to start on that. That was so ridiculous. Now we're going to call it a tax. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you really had to stretch to get that one.
Well, and that's the bad thing about that whole thing was, and how do you get away with that? Because you've changed the law. Judges are not supposed to look at a law and then change it to make it fit what will work.
This just came to me, though, because it was all done under the guise, at least they were trying to pretty it up, under the guise that, well, we want the legislature to take care of it.
Yeah.
And then... 2 years later, or whenever it was, a year later, the Republicans had both houses under Trump, and they still didn't do it.
Yeah, they didn't do it.
It was like, that was really a preview of what we're we're at today.
Yeah, we should have had a clue then.
Nobody does anything.
Right.
You know, we're just going to go along with all these crazy, terrible, you know, legislation. Yeah.
They were afraid because they thought they might lose.
Yeah.
Well, then they did.
Yeah.
So it's,
I wonder what he's thinking now. I wonder what the Supreme Court is thinking now, because, they're not even in power yet, and they're already crazy.
Yeah,
you know, imagine what they're going to do when they're after the 20th, when Chucky and Nancy. It's going to be the Chuck Nancy Joe show. Well, for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Then it'll be commie.
The commie show.
But still, I mean, wow.
I don't know. You know, I think these people sleep well at night because they don't think their poop stinks. And I think that they are so caught up.
Well, I don't want to find out if that's true or not.
Yeah, I don't want to be the one to find out. But I think that they are so self-indulged that they make these kinds of decisions and still think that they can sit up there on the little perch and that their lives are more important than everybody else's and that they know better than everybody else. And that, well, we're still here to defend the people. We're all about helping the people. And this is
Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't, they just don't have any sense of conviction about anything like that.
Yeah, because you're probably right. You know, you guys like you and I, we can't, it's hard for us to imagine somebody being that distant and not doing what we all think and believe is the right thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, we're just two simple guys that, you know, given a task or, you know, if it comes down to, are you going to do the right thing or not? You know, it's going to be always principle that guides us, right?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, unless the price is right.
Yeah.
I've heard, I don't know this for a fact. I've heard everybody has a price. I don't know what mine is, but you keep trying, and maybe you'll find it.
Or what's your limit? How much can you take?
That's right. Yeah, and that's what I think. I think you're right. I think it's, you know, we have to live with the people that we interact with. They're in this bubble.
Term limits.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see the separation between them and us. And it's like getting back to the whole thing of of, you know, that there, I think there literally was 100, I can't remember how many times the Republicans, when they were in the House in 2014, 2015, right after Obamacare passed.
When they were doing all the fake voting against it.
Yeah, they're voting. Yeah, they kept putting up.
It was over. It was in the triple digits. It was over 100.
Yeah, it was like 127 or 130.
And we're all feeling good about, yeah, we're going to get it back. When they, and we're going to take care of it.
And then all of a sudden, you know, it was, all we heard was.
Right.
We can't do that.
That was good old Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
And he still has to put his 2 cents in now and then.
Yeah, he's still weighing in. Him and Romney, they were quite the pair, weren't they?
Pair of knuckleheads.
Yeah. So, yeah, they do that kind of stuff. And then we should have had a clue then, which some people did. I mean, everybody has been saying it, but we all were pretty appalled by that. But this is, again, and it's just whole thing. I think Trump has been so polarizing. Mm-hmm. That it really has separated the wheat and chaff kind of thing. It's been this thing where you can really tell, okay, who's really in politics because they have convictions and they want to be there, and they understand the people.
Right.
And then there's those who just like playing the game because.
I think that's. I agree totally. I think that's the thing that scares the establishment most about Trump is how much he relates to people. Excuse me, and that's evident by the number of followers that just the people that follow him. You know, I mean, look at the Trump rallies.
Yeah.
There was politicians that dream of doing those things that Trump, having that kind of a following.
They were jealous.
Yeah.
You could tell. They were like, this is,
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell showed up at one of his rallies one time. Looked red. He was red in the face. He was like, oh, this is unusual. I don't know what to do up here on the stage. He was out of place. He did not know what to do. He's standing in front of a sea of people.
Go back in his shell?
Yeah. I've got to get my head back in my shell here. I got to get my turtle head. But he was, you could tell he was out of place. He was like a fish out of water, didn't know what to do with all this.
Well, now we have learned why he felt that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because he's,
Here's a couple of quotes from Lindsey Graham. I thought this was interesting because their comments on this is about the speech.
Is this going to make me mad?
You're already mad. So I'm not sure whether
does it
increase
look that
it
way?
Or not. Well, your forehead looks like it could. No, maybe not fry an egg, but at least a soft boiled egg.
Okay.
So Lindsey, this was back. I don't remember when this was. This was, I think, Wednesday.
Was this before he got assaulted at the airport?
Yeah, this is before that.
Oh, yeah, because this is what made everybody mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the quote that somebody put down. This is in the comments of the video, YouTube video. I like reading the comments sometimes, So this is quote. If we nominate, this is prior to the nomination, right before the nomination of Trump in 2016.
Oh, okay.
He says, if we nominate Trump, we will get destroyed and we will deserve it. Senator Lindsey Graham, tweet in 2016.
Hmm.
Then he said, quote, count me out. But my Siri wants to talk to me. He said, count me out. But literally was on TV days before the breach talking about, quote, this was a fraudulent election.
Hmm.
That's what he said. That was what he said. Then he says, this guy has two faces, never trust this guy, period. and there's a couple others there. I thought that was, pretty telling that, if you hold these people to what they've said in the past, which nobody ever does, and that's what the media's job
is. Look how many times Obama flipped said one thing and did
another.
Well,
I'm evolving on the issue.
Yeah.
Now I'm evolving back. Now I'm evolving back up again. Yeah, it was, you never knew where it was going to go.
Yeah, that's just that's frustrating, and again, why people loved President Trump is because he did what he said he was going to do.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he rarely changed his mind, and when he did, it was always
he made a promise.
It was either reluctantly, like when he shut the country down. I saw an interview of him at Raffish. He's talking about how they shut the country down and stuff, and he was like. Shut the country down. We've never done that before. You could tell it was like, he's doing what they're telling him to, that the scientists are telling him to do, but he really felt in his gut that I don't believe in his gut. I think he knew we shouldn't do it.
I mean, okay, you got the H1N1 or whatever virus that Uncle Joe supposedly was put in charge of taking care of and back in those days. And, you know, how many people did that, you know, were attributed? How about this? What if the same standards for applying the death rate applied to COVID would have been applied to that?
Yeah.
You know, and nothing was done. You know?
No, they messed it up royally.
Obama, he was just, you know, well, I'm just going to let it run its course. That's what it is.
Yeah. In fact, they were told...
we'll give you a pill and make you feel better.
The studies that came out after that said that they did everything wrong.
Yeah.
They said they really lucked out on that one because that could have been, if that would have been worse, if that would have been this, it would have been all over.
You know?
Because everybody would be dead because, you know, because this thing kills everybody.
You mean like now?
Like now, everybody's dead.
Yeah, everybody's dead.
We're all dead.
Oh, we're going to be zombies pretty quick.
We just don't know it yet.
Well, that's if you get the vaccine.
Yeah, the vaccine will turn you into a zombie. What was the movie that Will Smith was in where everybody was like a, like it was kind of a zombie movie?
Oh, yeah. It was I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. That's what it was.
I'm trying to think of the name. It wasn't bad. It was kind of good.
Yeah, it was an interesting. And but that whole thing was premised on some kind of a cancer cure or a vaccine.
Yeah, was
of some
it what,
kind.
Was that what it was? I can't remember.
Was this a little blurb in the movie about how he was a doctor and had some kind of immunity to this thing?
Oh, yeah. I remember that, but I don't remember what actually caused.
I thought it was some kind of a vaccine or something that people were taking.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
Or it was a cure for something or a vaccine. And that whole thing, then all of a sudden all these people were, you know.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah,
it was
breaking out.
That was weird.
Yeah.
But,
it could happen to you. Yeah, it's the feel-good hit of the summer. So yeah, there's that. And we got so here we go with this impeachment thing. So we got Pence, who Nancy Pelosi asked Pence to basically. How does the 25th Amendment thing supposed to work?
Well, his cabinet or the vice president or the VP, I guess, because they keep asking him. I can't say I know for sure, but it would appear to me that Pence has to, or the VP has to initiate it, and then the cabinet has to go along with it. And, but it's meant for when they, it's going to sound funny because when he mentally can't perform it, and I'm thinking,
well, Joe should already have
Joe
that.
Joe to a T, you know.
My God, I stress more pressure.
Or even Nancy for that. Now, morning.
Well,
good morning,
Sunday morning. Well, did you see any of the interviews she had on 60 Minutes?
No.
I saw blips of it, and it was enough for me to
puke a little.
This stuff's making me physically ill. Where this is going and where we're ending up, especially with all the stuff with Twitter and everything, it's really disgusting. And this is really getting kind of, we're literally watching the country be taken away from us.
Right. But nobody knows.
Nobody
that.
Gets it.
Nobody
this,
gets
we're
it.
Not going around. We're not going to wait this out for 4 years.
Yeah. It sounds tinfoil hatty, but it's actually,
we're
it's
done.
Actually happening.
Yeah. That this actually happens, we're done. And because there's no way if they get, especially now that they've got the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get back to the whole impeachment thing in a little bit about what may happen on the 20th if this all keeps going on and the Insurrection Act isn't done or whatever needs to be done to stop this thing.
Yeah.
What McConnell's doing is having basically scheduled because the Senate isn't back into session until the 19th.
Right, right.
So they would have to make a decision on the 20th, which basically passes it off to Schumer. It can go on to Schumer. It can go, and what
but
they're
it's gonna, out of office at that. Point.
But they're what the here's their argument. Have you heard this?
No.
Because it was legislation, or because it was a process that was started prior to the they can still go back and impeach him in absentia. That's what they're saying.
Oh my! Because what good is that gonna do? What difference does it make anyway?
Yeah, at that point, what difference? Yeah. So, it's
that doesn't make any sense. Well, the only thing that looks like is that they're totally lost their minds.
Yeah,
and seriously,
they really have. And and the only other thing that they're trying to do. I don't know if you heard Rush probably say this today about how they're trying to negotiate with Trump now,
right.
To
never run again.
To never run again.
Yeah,
which. You know he's not going to do that.
Mm-mm.
He's not going to step. He's not going to make. He's too good at negotiating
right.
to make that kind of stupid.
No, he.
So yeah, I don't know you know, unless he knows he's got some kind of disease that's going to kill him in a year. Now, then he can make all kinds of these, yeah, he can make all kinds of lambastic, you know, ideas, and then, oh, joke's on you, I'm dying in a year. but yeah, that's, you know, and that's the other thing we probably have to face this year is that we probably are going to lose Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I don't want to be the one to bring up, you know, I'm hoping for the best of him. I hope he's healed and cured.
Right.
Hope he lives another 100 years. But
yeah,
the reality of it is, this treatment is only prolonging things.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And I think he knows that.
Yeah.
So this year may be the year that we don't have him anymore. I'm glad he made it through to this year. He may go another year too.
So where are you going with that though?
I don't know why I thought
because
of
the conservative voice or
it's a major. Yeah. That's going to be a major blow, I think, to the conservative voice. I would love for Rush to stay alive long enough to see Trump become president
yeah,
again, or to remain in office or something. I think at that point, Rush would probably just say, I've done my job. Okay.
Yeah. I've heard him say a couple times now in the last couple days that he's been on, late last week and today, he said it again, but he feels like he failed in his mission to educate the people about the true nature of the left, basically.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm saying that quite right or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said. I've been concerned about him for that because I think that's if anybody has, I mean, he's being honest and open and transparent and self-aware is what
right.
it shows who Rush really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think all of us have some kind of, you know, some self-doubts about some of the decisions we've made.
Sure.
If you're honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And so it's, I think for him, it's, you know, he realizes that if he could have, you know, there's that possibility of, could he have done more?
Yeah. But I mean, the way to think about it though, I think is, even if you had been the perfect teacher and made everybody aware, would it have stopped the train wreck that's happening right now? I don't think so, because I believe that this, all that, everything we're seeing right now has been, you know, in the playbook for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody, you know, they call themselves progressives, but really they're, you know, socialists and communists. Let's just say what it is. And they all have a plan. You know, they have a desire. They have a desired goal. And Barack Obama, we're, you know, 4 days before he took office, he said, "I just want to, you know, in 5 days we have we're going to basically fundamentally transform America."
Transform. That's the word he used. Yeah.
Yeah. Transform America.
Yeah. When I heard that, I thought that's the most. He didn't say we're going to restore America. He said we're going to transform America.
Yeah. Exactly.
That caught my mind. I caught my eye when I heard it. I was like, "What?"
But it wasn't a shock to me. It was a shock that he said it. But it was something that I always felt like that's what their goal
that's what,
is.
That's
right?
what they're doing. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They hate the country.
Right.
They want to.
So, you know, this is just so. Anyways, I don't think that would have changed things at all. But I think what we are facing right now are a lot of willful ignorance on a lot of people, on even Republicans.
That's a good way to put it, too.
I mean, I hate to use politicians as an example, but, you know, because my feeling after the last week or two is that they're going to say whatever they need to say to save themselves, basically.
Yeah.
But for majority of them to with a straight face, you know, talking about the election fraud, you know, and the evidence and lack of it. And I just, that makes me want to puke a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And, so yeah, I think that's willful ignorance, like in a way that's what you expect them to say. But for people like more on our level, you know, in normal life, I think it boils down to are they exposed to the truth? Do they know what the truth is? Is it available to them? And if they do, is it too far out there to believe? You know, I think probably they don't want to believe it.
No.
You know, but I'll tell you, you know, when we start losing our First and Second Amendment rights piecemeal, and we see him keep trying to do it. And, you know, in my lifetime, I've seen him progressively do it more and more and more.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yep.
And in the last 2 weeks, they've gone berserk,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it it's a really scary thought of what the next 2 years might look like. And people keep saying the next 2 years, I'm being a little bit more pessimistic. I'm thinking, you know, if they just stole this election, you're forgetting that they're going to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. And I know, and I'm sounding like a big party pooper right now.
And the momentum right now, they have so much momentum and they've got this.
But I think it's a false momentum. It's a momentum built by the media.
Yeah. Well, that's really what I mean is they've got all the narrative is on their side right now. That's what they think.
Well, what they're projecting, but
yeah.
If anybody's got the moment, did you see Trump's approval ratings went up?
Yeah, went up.
You know, that just tells me, you know, I really do think the guy got 80 million plus votes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think anybody was excited about Biden at all. I think if nothing else, I just know that Biden didn't get as many votes as they say.
Yeah, and I keep hearing commentators about how the Democrats, you know, they transformed how we vote now. No, they transformed how they steal elections. They made it a lot easier. They went to all the state governments, illegally passed laws and changed the election laws.
Yep.
And
they've got the machine well-oiled on a national level now.
But all these people are saying that, we had such a great turnout this year. It's just been off the charts. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, 2020, so the Democrats lost seats in the House.
Yeah.
Trump outperformed. He gained 10 million or so votes from 2016. And Joe Biden, we talked about this the other day, but I mean, he was probably the worst candidate ever in the history of the presidential races.
Yep.
And he underperformed Hillary in 2016 in every county except four. And then because of that, he got more votes than BO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please don't insult my intelligence.
Yeah.
You know, for people to say that there's just been such a big turnout more than ever more. No, there's been a lot more fraudulent votes than ever before.
Yeah. And they've been able to hide it with impunity with no media doing any.
Well, we're never going to find out because they've all been shredded right now.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. And then
who does that? Why would you shred votes after an election?
Yeah. Supposed to keep those records for 22 months, and they're shredding them. But the FBI went and confiscated them from the place that was forensically looking at them because they said that's illegal for them to have them because it's the property of the...
We're going to be the ones that are going to take care of those votes, not you.
Yeah.
Who's got a match?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a joke.
Unbelievable. So many thoughts that are going through my head when you're talking now. I took a sip of tea and it's all just washed right away. It's like it just washes right out of my brain.
It's magic tea.
That's right. That's wacky tea.
Can I have some?
I bought it in Colorado. I bought those little tea bags in Colorado. They said, here, try some of this.
Did it have a funny little icon on the bag or something? Kind of,
yeah. Never seen that before. So... Yeah, Lindsey Graham in his little passionate speech that he was making was talking about, supposedly there
Lindsey, I still want to be in the Senate, Graham, and have a position of power.
Yeah, still wants to now play nice with me. I'm going to be on your side now.
Right.
He was making this little speech, and he was saying how they said that there were 6,000 people under the age of 16 that voted in this election. I said, show me 10. They didn't show me a one. Then he said something about there were X amount of prisoners in Arizona who voted. I said, show me 10. They didn't show me any. Who's he talking to?
Yeah.
and what exactly? How do you show them? I mean, what's he asking there?
Yeah.
And did that conversation actually happen?
Yeah. It's one thing to say, show them to me, as opposed to, I'm going to send you an official letter from the United States Senate Investigation Committee or whatever you know, that's a different story there.
Yeah.
His
argument was that they're claiming election fraud, but there isn't any. That's basically what he's saying. He's saying that they're all liars. Yeah. They're lying about all these numbers. I'm sorry, but there's numbers that don't lie. There's numbers that absolutely do not make sense.
What about the 2,500 affidavits?
Well, and that was the other side of it.
I'm like, explain that away.
Did you ask for any of those witnesses, maybe? Because we can give you 2,500 of them.
Yeah. How about talk to the guy that signed an affidavit saying he drove from New York to Philadelphia, thousands of truckload of ballots.
Did he talk to that? Lindsey probably didn't get out of his fat butt seat long enough to go examine anything on his own. He wanted people to bring him all the, I'm sitting here in my office, I'm squirming around, and you bring me the stuff, and that's what you're going to, I just want to hear. That's
about Lindsey or...
Lindsey.
Or...
anyone,
I'm having a brain fart.
Fill in the blank.
The mound, Rush calls him the mound, round mound or. Jerry Nadler.
Nadler.
Said fat butt, I saw that.
Yeah. That guy's, you know, they only usually show him from the shoulders up.
I know.
Because, have you seen that guy?
Oh, yeah.
He's not healthy.
He's lost weight, too, apparently.
Yeah, but he's not healthy still. I mean, he still looks bad.
Are any of them healthy?
That's true.
Have you seen them up close?
Yeah, they look like...
I mean, Nancy and Feinstein and even Schumer lately. They all look like they're...
If you saw the front of a Mad magazine... caricatures of these people.
That's why they're mad at Trump.
It would be
too,
an actual photo.
That's why they're mad at Trump.
It wouldn't be like an artist rendition. Just take a photo of him. It looks like a bunch of characters.
That's why they're mad at Trump, too, because he's like 70-something or other, yeah. and he looks like
he
a lot
out,
more...
He can run circles around him.
Yeah. And you know, the interesting thing is that one of his things is he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
And you know they all do.
Yeah. Doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. That's the whole social part of that, too. That's
It's
kind of weird, but because that's big parties are a big part of their deal.
Because
they'll go out and argue on the Senate floor, and they all go to dinner together yuck it up. Oh, we really pulled one off on them today, didn't we?
Yeah, right.
That's I heard that stuff goes on all the time. But.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah. So we got these radicals waiting in the wings to take over. So we're going to hand the country over to these people who hate the country. In fact.
But everybody voted for him. Don't forget.
Yeah, everybody loves him.
Yeah.
So the people have spoken. So Nancy, in this one interview.
Oh, that makes me want to puke, too.
Yeah. I think it was with Leslie Stahl. Was having an interview with Nancy. And she said something about, I was really hoping that the people that. So she said something about how the people who don't like the country would come on board, and then the people who are on the right wing would also come on board. In other words, she admitted that the people in her party.
Yeah.
If you listen to the way she said it, it was like, she just admitted that there's people on her side on the radical left, which she knows who that is. It's the squad. Now she hates the country just as much too. She's all in this for herself. There's a guy by the name of Mr. Reagan.
As long as she can get a blowout, she's fine.
It's like, yeah, as long as her hair gets done. She was set up.
That's sad.
She's guilty of being set up.
Right.
This guy named Mr. Reagan, he's on YouTube. He did a really good expose on the Pelosi crime family. It's actually it's actually her dad. I can't remember his name. He was a state senator.
Yeah, I remember reading something about that. There's like four different families that are huge in California politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pelosi's are one of them.
She's one of them. And her dad was the one who was just he was a mafia guy.
Yeah,
He was dealing with the mafia and stuff he was doing. And he was caught. I mean, it's all on record.
Mm-hmm.
But there she is. She's got, she got all the connections still, probably. Mm-hmm. So who knows? But... And this whole thing of her going around...
Just not in her brain. There's no connections
No connections there. No synapses going on there. Boutons. Did we talk about this already? The whole thing about her going around the back of
No. We were before.
So, yeah. When we had our secret meeting before the show.
The meeting before the meeting. The
pre-meeting show. Because there's a lot of planning that goes into this.
Yeah.
We spend hours and hours a day sifting through information.
Texting each other before we...
That's right. Just for you. Hey, what time are you coming over? I don't know. Well, you have me 15 minutes warning. Okay. We'll just jump right into it. Because we're already steamed up and ready to go.
That's right.
And we didn't even have Parler today to get us all charged up.
That's a whole other story
we can talk
about.
So Nancy goes around... Behind the back of the president.
Yeah. The Joint Chiefs.
A different branch of government, mind you. She's going from her branch of the government to a different branch of government, asking the Joint Chiefs to not allow Trump access to the nuclear codes because he's so crazy.
Yeah, I wonder.
Hey, good morning, Sunday morning. Hey, good morning. Hey, don't let him have the nuclear codes. Excuse me. Oh, yeah, we'll listen to you, Nancy. Because you're sane. No, this is a coup. That is a coup action.
You're starting to freak me out a little bit.
I look so much like her when I do that. I couldn't make my teeth fly out. Otherwise, I would look just like her. So.
Well, your mask would have caught up. She wears the mask now.
It's because she can play
keep
with her teeth.
In.
That's right. We're going to restrain her. It's so funny when you hear these people on the radio now, because like they'll play their speeches on the radio, and you know that they're giving the speech like people are like 20 feet up. If there's anybody there at all, they're in front of a microphone, and they sound like this all the time. Like Whitmer from Michigan. I hear her quite a bit because we're in this area, and she'll make an announcement.
She gives me gas.
Well, right now we're going to But it's like, okay, so
just call her
are you afraid of something, you know, catching, going through the radio microphone there?
Yeah, right.
So Nancy does this where she goes around to the Joint Chiefs. She basically is talking to the underling of the commander in chief to disobey his orders or to take something away from him that hasn't legally been established yet.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, Nancy. You should go to prison for that.
Right.
Now.
Stay in your lane, Nance.
Yeah. That's, if Trump did that, Trump was the one who did something like that.
Well, she knew she was going to have the cover of the media.
Yeah. She does it with impunity. That's
you know, all her colleagues are going to, you know, not say anything.
They think she's a hero for doing it, probably. Yeah. And that's the sick part about this whole thing is that they continue to project.
I know.
What they do. Like, it's like when Trump got elected, somehow we were all supposed to be hanging from trees, and we're all supposed to be, we're all going to get censored, our voices, he's a dictator.
Right.
Who's the dictator now?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's
What did Trump do? He got rid of net neutrality, and he got rid of regulations. He gave people the ability to, you know, live their lives with less government. Yeah, he's the dictator.
Yeah, he took away regulation, took away a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, because if you want to jump onto that parlor thing from segue into that, because what I heard today was they're talking about bringing net neutrality back. And the more I understand that, it's the more scarier that is. Because, you know, right now you've got Amazon, Google, the quote big tech private and quote unquote private companies that are all of a sudden decided that they are an extension of the U.S. government and can decide who to censor on the internet or not, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you ask me to bake a cake. I'm still trying to figure out how that works. But, you know, Roberts, this is what you get when you don't step in and do the right thing on a court level. So, anyway. If Uncle Joe gets in office or the, you know, commie, whatever, and they have net neutrality. If this is a preview of the crazy we're seeing going on, you know, we need to impeach Trump with less than 12 days left.
Yeah.
You know, and the interesting thing is they keep talking about this riot that happened in D.C., you know. Well, if that was a riot, then that was on the scale of, you know, what constitutes riot, that has to be at the bottom of the rung, because you want to compare that to all the other riots that happened in all the Democrat controlled areas in the United States over the summer. Come on, let's be serious, you know?
Yeah.
And there was no proper, I mean, yeah. Okay. So they, and the other thing is that we don't even know if the people that were responsible for the property damage that did occur, or even Trump, you know, there's lots of evidence.
Still very questionable.
Yeah, there's already people been called out as Antifa. I mean, they've got pictorial proof of it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well,
what I was going to was they're using that as, you know, they're calling him domestic terrorists, you know? And they're saying things like we're keeping him off the, on a no-fly list. This is scary stuff.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. When you start having officials start going down this path, that's a dangerous thing.
Absolutely.
And if you throw in the net neutrality thing, now all of a sudden, government can decide,
Yep.
You know, who's dangerous? Oh, you're a domestic terrorist. We're domestic terrorists because we do a podcast and exactly. we have conservative views.
Exactly. We would be a target. And, yeah. and might be already
you
know, anyway.
We're going to shut you down, and they'll have yeah. the power to do it.
They will, because the internet will become a utility right. regulated by the government. That's what people don't. That's the simplest way to explain it.
Right.
And it's people don't understand that. They think that they're going to get something better out of this, and it might be better for 5 months. That's the thing. They'll do something that'll make it seem better, mm-hmm. and the next thing you know, 2 years from now, you're going to be, remember when we used to be able to do this?
Yeah.
And we can't do that anymore. And people forget, so it's just ridiculous.
But this is what happens when you have people that are going to, from what we can see right at this point, and what we feared was going to happen, you know, if they gain control of both houses in the presidency, when people that abuse power, you know, this is the kind of thing that's going to happen. And
yeah. Well, you got
crazy.
Comey is already saying she's big on executive orders.
Right.
And once she gets in, she thinks she can executive order gun control into place.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that works.
That's dictatorship. And when you start talking about taking away someone's Second Amendment rights,
but look
just by executive order.
But look at the mentality of like the Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah,
you know,
doing the same thing.
I keep calling her Whitmer because
yeah.
of
this. Yeah.
But I mean, she's insane with power.
Yeah.
You know, and some of the things that she's done. And Cuomo in New York.
Yeah.
Another useful idiot.
They're drunk on this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It's just total crazy.
Yeah. It's the typical... It's almost like the same, you know, you see the same thing happening in other countries where there's despots and there's, and right now I'm seeing video of Vladimir Putin talking about the Christmas message, talking about, he's standing out in front of a church and talking about, you know, the wonders of God and all this. I'm like, do you guys have room over there for me to move over? Can I just come over there possibly? Because what we're heading for...
I've been over there before, and I'll just tell you right now, that's where my wife and I, we did our honeymoon.
That's right.
That's not such a bad place. That's why I want to do it here.
We're going to do it there, because we're going to do it there. And, so what's going to be over there? I've got a summer camp.
You do Bernie a lot better than I do.
We're related. That's why I'm related. I'm related to Bernie. So yeah, it's this craziness of the net neutrality thing. Right now, I don't know, and maybe you heard this today, but it was, I guess while Parler was going down,
mm-hmm.
was being taken off, and I would hold AWS, I would hold Amazon liable for this.
I don't understand quite what happened there. Parler has server space on Amazon.
Yeah,
or something?
AWS.
How does that work?
Amazon
out?
Web Services. It's AWS. They
why would they be beholden to Amazon? I don't.
A lot of industry uses AWS, and the reason is because a lot of industries of all kinds use AWS. No, and some of them don't even realize it.
I see a business opportunity.
There's two big issues with hosting your own server system, and I've actually thought about investing in doing this because of this very thing, because
right.
I know that there's, I guess Gab got their own servers now, but then they're running into problems because they're getting overrun because they don't have enough bandwidth. Mm. AWS has servers all over the country, and what they'll do is they'll mirror your system on all these different servers so that they can maintain different. The bandwidth can be much greater because they can operate.
Gotcha.
And bounce things back and forth. It's highly technical. I have to draw you maps and pictures, but that's part of it. So rather than try to invest in the infrastructure that these companies need to make their systems work, they can lease space on these servers for relatively low amount of money.
Gotcha.
And because they've already got all the infrastructure's already there, so they just Amazon does that, and it's a good business for them. It's a good business for everybody else.
Yeah, I never.
The problem is now they got control.
Yeah, I never would have guessed Amazon was in that market.
Yeah,
I just never knew that.
Yeah, but they have one of the largest, or I guess most popular search engines in the country. Because if you go shopping on Amazon, everybody's shopping on Amazon.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
So it is a huge search network. Yeah. So that, and of course, since they've already got it there, they can just put in more servers in each of their departments and have the thing working. So it's. It's a it kind of basically pays for their whole system.
Sure. I mean, that's
space
So can't blame them for a good business.
No, it's a good business move. The problem is when you start centralizing things like that, just like centralized government, that gives them more power. Now, the thing that's really spooky about all this, you start thinking about how much of our lives are online.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I heard about Bitcoin, the cryptos in general crashed about 25% today. Actually, went way down. There was a big sell-off over the weekend. Mm. And that's not a big deal because of where it's at right now. It's like at 36,000, I think, for one or something like that. So if it drops down to, it used to be if it would drop down, the 20 to 25% is quite a chunk.
Yeah.
But it's also, sell-offs always happen. Corrections always happen. So the question is, at some point, they got this noose around our neck. All your whole life is online. So now they've got pictures of you. They've got all your data. Well, just like what happened with Parler, like what I was going to say, as Parler was going down, there was a security breach.
Hmm.
They're not sure who the people were or what country it was that got into that system. But, I was a certified member on there or whatever. Mm-hmm. I got the little P on my name,
mm-hmm.
or my picture there. And so I was verified.
Mm.
I had to put a picture of my driver's license and my phone number and all the information in there in order to get verified.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take a selfie. So all that stuff was done. The next day I got verified. Well, now I guess all that information has been breached.
Nice.
Now my driver's license is public information. I don't care. They would have to dig around to try to get it, but now they just got it, mm-hmm. supposedly.
Right.
So if that actually happened, who knows who's got it now?
Yeah.
And who knows who's going to use it for what end? Because
Fong, Eric Swalwell's girlfriend.
That
was Eric.
is Eric here? but yeah. So now you have to think about. Okay, is my name on a list now?
Yeah, right.
Of some kind, because I was
you're a racist.
I was a racist.
Yeah,
and I was. And what gets me is Parler wasn't just for right wing.
No,
wackos.
That was that's the point that I heard the. Parler CEO talking about today.
Anybody could be on
it's for
thing.
Everybody. Yeah. The whole point, the whole parlay thing was so that you could have two opposing points of view.
Yeah. So are they going to start holding everybody, anybody accountable who uses...
So really what they're upset about is not that there's two opposing points of view that can have a discussion. What they're upset about is that they're not agreeing with just their point of view.
Exactly.
Ah.
Yeah. Here's how the leftists think
Light
of unity.
Light bulb just went off.
Yeah.
Not really.
We're going to have unity now. Here's how we're going to, when they get in power, we're going to have unity now. You're going to comply to everything I want to say.
That's right.
We're going to meet in the middle, and the middle
Isn't
is right here
beautiful?
Where I'm sitting. Yeah. Yeah. That's the spooky kind of scary thing about this whole thing is, I actually looked at my bank account this morning. First thing I did, I was like, what else is going on?
Yeah.
Because who knows? Next thing you know, they can start controlling your ability to fly on an airplane, mm-hmm. to travel anywhere, really.
Right.
Your ability to use a credit card, all those kinds of things can happen to you. What kind of food you can purchase, what kind you can't. All those things start to happen.
Mm.
And everybody says, oh, you're just a conspiracy nut. No, we're seeing it.
Yeah, right.
And JFK is not my favorite president, but he's my favorite Democrat president, probably.
Yeah. Well, he sounds like a lot like a Republican.
He sounds a lot more like a Republican now.
He sounds more Republican than a lot of Republicans today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But he said, and I've said this before, it's kind of one of my sayings, the rights of every man are threatened when the rights of one man are diminished.
Absolutely.
We are witnessing that on the grandest scale right now.
Yeah.
Because we see one man who you would think would not have this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Even his own email is being taken down.
Right.
The one guy you would think would be most important in our country.
Well, he incited a conspiracy, though. He incited riot.
True. He incited a violent attack.
You know what?
Of
Can I go off
terrorists.
On a tangent right there for a second?
Absolutely.
I heard
we're all about tangents.
Because I heard something
Here
interesting
we go.
Today. So it doesn't add up. The timing of the people storming the Capitol.
Yeah, I was hearing about that too. Yeah.
Could not have happened because Trump was essentially just getting done or had not even done with his speech yet when the thing started happening.
Yeah.
So, and as far as they were from, and the point was where he was at when he was given it was, I don't know how far away it is, but people were saying there's no way on earth that those people would have made it to the Capitol Hill that fast.
Right.
From where they were.
Well, that and the fact
But that's just a little technicality.
Yeah.
You know, and if you listen to what he said, you know, they are seriously grasping at straws.
Oh, they, yeah.
I mean, they're calling word. They're changing the definition of words to fit their narrative.
Yeah.
Seriously.
They've been doing that for the last couple of years.
Which I know is a shocker for everybody, yeah. But, you know.
There was a really good interview. Josh, I can't think of his last name. He's on Epic Times. He did an interview with a guy who was a war correspondent for like 20 years. Mm. One of the best known war correspondents out there. Had embedded. He was in Hong Kong during the whole riot situation there where the resistance to the CCP was there. Now, that was a pro-Hong Kong type thing where they were trying to defend themselves against CCP taking over. So that side of it was kind of more of a they were actually the good guys. Mm. The guys that were rioting were actually the good guys. They didn't damage anything.
Right.
They didn't hurt anybody. It's like they paid for things when they didn't bust in and take things.
Yeah.
But they masked up. They did all these. They had this writing thing down to a science. Mm. They were really good at what they were doing. They knew how to go in, make their you know, do their thing. They wore the gas masks. They did all the stuff. And apparently, he said, Antifa over here took exactly their playbook.
Yeah,
and came here. And basically did everything exactly the same way. He said when he came here and he was watching the riot, he was there. He was there, he was in D.C. that day. He had left prior to all this happening, but he was there that day. No, he was there. He was there at the because he was talking. He said he left before the nightfall. Yeah. He didn't go inside. That's what he said. He was there watching this whole thing. He said he looks at all the details. He knows what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
They'll change clothes, but they won't change their shoes. So you watch for their shoes, and he said a lot of them wear the same kind of shoes.
Mm.
But you'll see them changing clothes, and they'll keep the same shoes on. They wear the same kind of clothes. They have the same kind of backpacks. They have the same utilities and stuff with them. From the time that Trump made his speech to the time that they got to the Capitol building, these guys had tools. They had masks. They had stuff for beat. You look at the video. They're pulling out hammers and all this stuff. Then they have somebody on a loudspeaker saying, you know, bring forward the masks or bring forward the hammers. Mm. And there are people in the crowd that have the stuff in their backpacks and they're passing this stuff forward. And they'll hide and that's why it's called a false flag, because you're wearing the flag of someone else to gain access, like a Trojan horse type thing.
Right, right.
And then you get there and then you do your thing and you know who's on your team and you have a lot of them will have a little symbol on their arm or something so they know who to trust. And he said he saw that. It was all over the place up there up against the
shocker, Capitol. I know.
Yeah, big shocker.
Yeah.
So the question is, are they going to go after these guys?
No.
And can they deny? Is there going to be?
They're a bunch of Boy
plausible
Scouts.
Plausible deniability.
They're a bunch of Boy Scouts.
They're a bunch of Boy Scouts.
And there's not enough evidence to overturn the narrative of Trump. It's all his fault. So.
That's right. Yeah. He told him. He probably paid him. I bet.
Yeah.
So here's a case in point. John Sullivan. I think I told you about him.
Mm-hmm.
John Sullivan is this guy who was a BLM activist. Mm-hmm. So he's been to a lot of rallies all over the country, a lot of protests all over the country.
I think you get tired of hearing that.
Yeah. He's a anti-government revolutionary Marxist anarchist, basically type person.
Mm-hmm.
He is, he had his own little rally at the Capitol building. While Trump was doing his, he had his own little thing going on.
Oh, okay, yeah, right, yeah.
They then marched with them over to the Capitol building. He was in the Capitol building when they cracked down on it. They got him out with that group that they ushered out.
Yeah.
After they burned the place down, apparently, and killed everybody, because Lindsey Graham said they could have all been dead. So,
would that have been a bad thing?
AOC said, half of us could have died.
Well, according to AOC, we're all going to be dead in 12 years
That's
anyway.
That's true, yeah. Don't worry, zombies will starve trying to eat her brains. So then we had, we talked about that, I think.
Yeah, we did.
That's still a good joke. So
she's zombie proof.
That's right.
They're going to walk right past her.
It's like an immunity. that's pretty funny. So they catch this guy. They find out he's with BLM. They find out. They basically, by the evening, he's being interviewed by t- television. He's out. No charges.
Yeah.
And he basically says he just wanted to go in and walk around and see what it was.
Well,
in there.
Of course, that's all he wanted to
just
do.
I was just sightseeing. Yeah. I was just on a tour. I thought they were escorting me in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but he, that just blows my mind. You know, of course, he will never be on no fly list on anything. It won't be a problem at all. And
well, Joe and Kami would bail him out anyway.
That's true. Yeah, they got a fund for him.
They raise funds, yeah.
So that's where we're at. And then you have to wonder how many other of these guys, especially the guy with the horns. What's up with that group that they keep? Okay, Have you seen the video where this one guy is like trying to keep everybody from coming? It's almost like he's ushering them. Like he keeps backing up towards the right direction. So he's backing up. He's backing up. He keeps going up the steps. Keep backing up. He'll stop in the middle of the like where the steps are. And then as they come, one guy will come up the steps and he runs away. He runs down to the next hall. Runs down to the next door.
Yeah.
If he had just taken a left turn instead of a right turn, they would have all followed him, and none of them would have found where they were supposed to go.
Yeah.
So he ends up running down. So they go in. There's all. And here, if you know anything about security and dealing with riots and dealing with a lot like mobs of people, there are choke points.
Oh, right.
Where you can stop people, like just a couple people can hold back a lot because you only have to stop a couple.
Right.
And they're coming up the steps. You can't. They have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
He's waiting at the top of the steps, and there's a choke point there where there's like not even two people wide.
Yeah.
He's got a club. They're not swinging at him. They don't have any weapons, and he just runs away. So he runs to the next thing. Well, then he gets into this big room. It's fairly large. It's probably, you know, like 40 by 30 or something. And this big room, it's got a fairly high ceiling. It's like a big, but they have to come through this really narrow door to get into this room. And a couple other cops show up. So there's like five or six of them there. And then they stop because there's only like three or four people standing there in front of them. So now the cops are there. There's like five of them.
Wow.
And a photographer comes waltzing up with his little camera, starts taking pictures of the whole event. And it's the pictures we see, basically, from the cop's perspective. Now, my question, I have two questions. One is, who was the guy taking the video the whole way up? Because they go up like three flights of stairs and back this hallway.
That's what I was thinking, too, yeah.
And he's behind the cop there. So this isn't some video.
Yeah.
See, people don't think about this stuff.
Are you suggesting that this might have been staged?
Well, I'm thinking that the guy should have just put his camera down and helped them help the cop out.
Yeah.
If they were that scared of this violent domestic terrorist group that was coming in to kill everybody.
Yeah, well, according to Lindsay, they could have all been dead.
They could have blown them all up. Now, here's the other question.
Well, they had to establish a narrative to prove that Trump was,
true. Yeah.
Kill everybody.
So this Molotov cocktails that they found and this bomb that they found in some guy's car.
Yeah.
And then there's a bomb at the RNC.
Right, yeah.
Those
were all Trump supporters.
Yeah. Apparently. So what? They got a picture of the one guy at the RNC, but he's wearing a hood and mask. You know, I don't know why he was wearing a mask.
He had horns on too?
He had horns on. He had his hood up over the horns, see? You know, it's like, so they take a picture of this guy. So I make this snide comment. I make comments on YouTube.
You?
Yeah, I do. Believe it or not.
Snide comment?
Yeah, sometimes, once in a while.
That's crazy.
So I write this comment.
I'm shocked.
Gee, I wonder why he's wearing a mask. So somebody else makes this comment to me because, of course, this was on like AP or something. So I'm going to get all the trolls are going to attack me.
Right.
So they all come out of the woodwork and they start coming after me and they say, well, because he's not one of those stupid Trump supporters who wouldn't be wearing a mask.
Wouldn't
I was like,
be wearing a mask.
Oh, okay. So is he a Trump supporter or isn't he?
Yeah.
And if he isn't, then... So I didn't say anything. All I said was... How did I say it? What did I say? What I said? Something about the... I can't remember how I replied back to that guy. It was kind of funny. But somehow the conversation ended up being... Well, it doesn't matter. Trump's going to be impeached now anyway. And I said, what exactly is the crime he committed?
Yeah, right.
So this is what the guy told me. He said, well, if I have to tell you, then there's no hope for you.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you got me, buddy. You got me. Well, what an answer. Oh, you got me back.
How to win an argument.
Oh, man, that guy just got me like that.
10 words or less. There
I didn't even respond. I didn't take the time to respond to the guy. I was like, I'm done arguing with flies. Like I said. It's like, you know,
When you don't have an argument, you don't say an argument.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You just, he, you know, from then on, it would have just been him calling me names.
And you notice that, you know, this whole thing, well, we're going to impeach Trump because of what he did, blah, 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 you know, but
yeah.
I'm like, if what he did was truly what you say it was, then how come we have not heard clips of his speech anywhere in the news?
Yeah. Why haven't they given the exact words?
Where's the evidence?
Yeah, where's the exact words that he said?
But we're still going to go ahead and impeach him.
There was one guy who analyzed a couple things that he said, and it was, he said this, and we're interpreting it as this.
Yeah.
Well, okay, sometimes people like flat out say stuff like, whenever you see somebody out, you go out and get a crowd, and you tell them they aren't welcome anywhere, anyhow, anymore. Okay, that's kind of inciting.
Yeah.
An insurrection, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's even worse because it's just against one person. And it's like, how, you know, you're telling them to go out and attack
people. And the thing
people.
Is like Kamala Harris was saying, you know, talking about BLM, well, this is going to keep going and it's going to.
And they should. And they should keep going. Yeah. Yeah. She was encouraging them.
But no, she's, you know, that's all good. That's all good. They're, she's not inciting. She's,
because that's a good cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, go out and keep damaging things. Cause $2 billion, over $2 billion in damage. And that's okay. That's okay. Because that's insurance is going to pay for all that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like reparations. You know, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like, yeah, you just go out and loot the stuff because it's reparations.
This is going to be our next 2 years minimum.
Well, at least the podcast is up for now. But we don't know how long it's going to last. And I seriously wonder.
I guess the thing we can count on is we'll probably lose weight.
Right.
Whether it's from puking or we're in the gulag, one of the two, we're going to be losing weight.
Yeah. And we're so fat now that, it, you know, no, we probably will only last about a week at the rate we're going to be losing weight. So that's what's going on, folks.
Crazy,
you know what?
Crazy day.
We're so happy that people are listening to us, maybe for bad reasons. I mean, because you have to kind of wonder if the political situation wasn't so charged right now.
Yeah.
Would anybody be listening to us?
Yeah, right.
Well, first off, we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Well, yeah.
There'd be plenty to talk about. But yeah, you have to kind of wonder how much people are really engaged now more than ever in what's going on. But yeah, I do just want to segue into, you know, because we're at an hour now, so I guess we can settle down and take a breath. So 5 minutes when we turn the radio on, go drive away. But yeah, it's been
interesting.
It's going to be an interesting year. Yeah. Make sure
it's going to be an interesting next week.
Yeah, the whole next couple of weeks are going to be real interesting. So yeah, if you want to give us a text, give us a call. We're going to be, this show is actually going to go up pretty quickly because my internet's back up and working top speed for a couple days.
Well, it's because Parler's not on right now.
Parler's not on, yeah. 574-742-6748. You can text or call that number, leave a message or send a text. If you want us to contact you while we're producing the show, usually in the mornings I try to put out a show by 9 o'clock in the morning. And I'm usually recording about 8 to 8:30, somewhere around in there. Eastern time. So just so you know, Eastern Standard Time. And the evening is produced usually anytime between 3:30 and 5:30 we start recording.
Whenever I can get my crazy honey over here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So Rick has a life that sometimes gets in his way. Which, unlike me, I have no life.
Job, so, yeah, family.
I just hang out here recording stuff all day long. So. You know, exciting. It's really exciting. So, yeah, feel free to do that. And I appreciate everybody that has subscribed. I really appreciate it if you share the podcast because we're, you know, it's helpful if we get more people engaged in this thing and we can have more conversation. Eventually, we want to do this live somehow on some kind of platform.
Yeah.
Maybe DLive or something like that. We've talked about that a little bit, which we'll just be recording the podcast and then putting it out later. So, might be kind of fun for people at some point, but then we could take live callers, you know, live on the air and have people cussing and swearing and stuff. And we have to, you know, deal with that.
Beep.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep it G.
One of my little buttons here. It'd have to be like a beeper button. So
yes, we have to take advantage of this as long as we still have,
as long as we can,
free speech.
Yeah, because as soon as they've, now that my name's on the Parler list and they've got that, they're going to probably come after me, probably visiting me in the middle of the night someplace. I'm waiting for that kind of thing to happen too. It's just, if they see us as political if they're calling us names now,
yeah,
you're guilty by association. So, yeah. It's just a matter of time before they just start. And here's how they do it. This is how they're going to go after gun control. This is how they've done it in other countries as well.
Yeah.
They do the buyback stuff.
Sure.
And then the second thing is they start taxing the daylights out of all kinds of things like ammunition, all that kind of stuff. They do that kind of thing. Then they start going after individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they'll try to vilify somebody by, well, there was an attack on somebody by this group or that group. So now we have to go after all these groups. Now we have to start cracking down on this and that. They keep doing those kinds of things. And everybody sits around and lets it happen because, well, they're not coming after me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they come after you, it's like the whole thing of they come after you and there's nobody left to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where we have to start paying attention and defending each other. And when we find out somebody, you know, when the feds are at somebody's house and they're wanting to break in and the militia shows up and it turns into World War III, it's basically what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing we have to have we have to have the moral fortitude to do that kind of thing. But
let me read to you, and I want you to tell me who said this. This is a quote. "This year will go down in history. For the first time, a civilized nation has full gun registration. Our streets will be safer, our police more efficient, and the world will follow our lead into the future."
Well, the more I was going to say Australia at first because that was kind of what they were saying, but you know who it was? It was probably Hitler.
It was Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. That was what they did. And the Reichstag thing, have you ever heard about that?
Yeah.
That is so apropos to what's happening right now because that's exactly, they're making this out to be the Reichstag moment.
Mm-hmm.
Where for those of you who don't know, you can look it up on Wikipedia. I think it's Reichstag, I think.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's where they paid a group to come in, try to burn down basically the parliament or the Capitol building.
Right.
And then they blamed it successfully
on
the communists that were there because they were
at
basically they were just in competition with each other.
Yep.
And so they were trying to blame that party or that group. And so they went after them and they vilified them enough to the point where they were killing them.
Mm-hmm.
They were killing them off.
Yeah.
And it took a year before a judge finally ruled that it wasn't them.
Yeah.
But that when it was too late.
Too late.
It was already, the damage had already been done.
Right.
But that's what we're seeing now. And there's just the continual vilification of anybody who has a MAGA hat or even a red hat or, you know, that's even, and you see the Republicans flip-flopping all over the place saying, oh, I'm done. You know, it's been a fun ride, but enough is enough. I'm done. You know, that's Lindsey's thing. He's the perfect example, the epitome of the flip-floppers.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
Yeah, it's amazing. People who don't know history are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad, but true.
Sad but true. That's Well, yeah. I guess we should probably call it a show.
I suppose.
Yeah. That way we got some energy for tomorrow.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We'll hang in there and maybe. Oh, you know what? That's not playing. So.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you know what?
Technical difficulty.
The wrong, on the wrong page. There we go. Let's push that button. Now we'll push this button. I bet this is going to sound more like the end of our show. Here we go. Yeah, we'll figure this out. We're highly trained professionals here.
That's
in the studio. Actually, we're looking for an engineer, so if anybody wants a job, it pays. Well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us. This is the News According to Me. God bless everybody. And thanks again for Rick being here because it really makes the show a show as opposed to me just rambling on for an hour.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's for sure. All right. Hang in there, folks. We'll see what happens. We didn't even talk about the Italy thing.
I know.
Oh, well.
Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe so. All right. Goodbye. Good night. Good luck.